Once upon a dismal day, Bob's ice cream van looked gloomy and gray. Although he had big ambitions, his socials lacked creative vision.
That bad?
Maybe vamp it up a tad?
I have an idea.
Bob launched Canva and got into gear.
Create the video in the vampire theme and make it the funniest meme.
It went viral. Bob's business, a revival. Now, imagine what your dreams can become when you put imagination to work at canva.com.
Whatever happens today, take it on with a fresh cup of True Brew coffee. Now only $1 with True Rewards. True North Store's True Brew Coffee is a hot, flavorful gourmet blend created from coffee beans from around the world. As a free True Rewards member, pick the size that is perfect for you and pay only $1. Don't have the True Rewards mobile app? Find it in the Apple or Google Play Store to download and save instantly. True North Convenience Stores. Fast, friendly, clean.
Listen up, football fans. You won't want to miss this.
Right now, new Bet365 customers bet $5 and get $200 in bonus bets, win or lose. So you could turn that $200 into something bigger when you bet on Moneyline, Spread, Totals, Player Props.
$200 in bonus bets when new customers bet $5. I know where I'm going to bet from now on. Download the app today and see why it's never ordinary at Bet365. Gambling problem? Call 1-800-GAMBLER. 21 plus only. Must be physically located in Ohio. T&Cs apply. In app only.
This episode is brought to you by Progressive Insurance. Whether you love true crime or comedy, celebrity interviews or news, you call the shots on what's in your podcast queue. And guess what? Now you can call them on your auto insurance too with the Name Your Price tool from Progressive. It works just the way it sounds. You tell Progressive how much you want to pay for car insurance and they'll show you coverage options that fit your budget. Get your quote today at progressive.com to join the over 28 million drivers who trust Progressive. Progressive Casualty Insurance Company and Affiliates. Price and coverage match limited by state law.
It's time for Little Victories with Allie and DZ. Brought to you by the Amato Automotive Group, home of warranty forever.
Hey, we made it to Monday.
Wepa.
Little Victories, which is a positive spin on the day I made it to work with no ticket.
Yeah. Well, we love that part.
I went to the Bucks game and saw you yesterday.
Yeah.
Go Bucks.
Yeah.
And it was a nice surprise to my Sunday. I didn't think I was going to see you, and I got to see you.
It was a nice surprise to my Sunday.
Yeah.
That was part of my little victory, if you will.
You were going to be there?
No, I wasn't sure, bro, because I wasn't originally scheduled. And a lot of people, you know, don't know. I'm an in-game host for the Milwaukee Bucks,
yep.
Which means I'm there usually every home game,
yeah.
Hyping up the crowd, playing games, you know, the on-court stuff that you see between actual basketball,
right?
But yesterday I wasn't on a schedule, and then they hit me up. And we're like, hey, could you possibly slide by
chance? Somebody sick? Because I know a lot of people with the flu right now.
Mm-hmm.
A lot of people with the flu.
went the flu, but it was some voice issues.
Yep.
And you know, when we're hosts, when we talk, when that's part of our literal job, you
You're
know, it don't work. Yeah. So they were like, can you come maybe take some of the load off of one of the homies? And I said, of course.
My sister and her husband both have the flu, and it's all respiratory.
It's a lot of people.
That's what I'm saying. Like, it's going around, and they even got the flu shot. So don't even start the flu shot. Argument. We're not even going to go there.
Listen,
but you know what I'm saying?
The little victory is different.
Depends on the strain.
Yeah,
so,
that part.
Oh my gosh. So you got to step in.
And I got to see you.
And I got to see you.
I got to see the homie Mondo. He was at the game too. Yeah. I got to see everybody.
Everybody's barber.
Lit everybody's
Love
barber.
It. Well, it was a good night. And we were at the Bucks game. Thanks to Sherry for inviting me. Listener
Wepa.
Sherry and Mason.
That was great.
She said her son didn't believe she was with me.
Oh, really now?
So we sent 10 pictures.
I was going to say, did you send the pictures to prove it?
Oh, we did. And videos. Thank you.
Oh, not the videos.
No. Yes.
He got video. Video evidence?
Oh, he got videos.
Video evidence?
Yes.
That's a little victory for Mason.
That part.
He got blackmail.
Dude, by the way, tons to give away today on the show.
Mm-hmm.
Like, tons.
Speaking of victories.
We have three different prizes, and we'll tell you next before the question of the day. Hold on.
Your body's awake. But your brain isn't. Allie and DZ get your brain going with the question of the day.
We're going to talk about our weekends, and boy, did it get cold.
Quick.
I mean, I knew it was going to get cold. I knew it might snow, but the gasp I had when I woke up on Saturday morning.
That little silver lining that was really snow.
I was not prepared.
Mm-hmm.
I mean.
We knew.
Not
we
Saturday,
knew.
Sunday. What day did it snow? Saturday night.
Saturday night.
Sunday morning when I woke up.
What
the
happened?
Horror. I mean, I know they told us, I just wasn't prepared.
Gee, and here's the thing. I heard the farmers talking about it before I heard the meteorologist talking about it. So when the farmers are talking, you listen.
Ooh, and what did the farmers say?
I was at Princeton one day, and there's a few farmers, you know, them big hands, just chilling, talking, going, listen. In the locker room, they're like, listen, it's going to be a cold one. It might be the worst one in a few years. We've been getting off light.
Really? We have had light winters.
They said, not this year, y'all. They're not planning on it. At least the farmers said, don't. Bank on a light winter, y'all.
I really gotta get my furnace up. I gotta get my furnace looked at for the winter for sure now, man.
Well, everybody that's been racking up bags of salt the last 4 years is gonna get to finally use them.
Finally.
Think about it.
Oh,
there's people with 10 more bags of salt in
their
garage.
I have no salt. I need to start putting it in the car now.
I got 3 for you if you need it. I got extras.
Because you bought them the other years when we had light winters. So they're saying, well, okay, so wait. Sherry in Caledonia sent me a picture. They got like railed last night. She has so much snow on her ground.
No, the weekend got hit.
You guys, we have, that was this morning. We have nothing today.
Part of the weekend, that's what I'm saying. The weekend hit with snow. Bruh, there's so much right over the border in Illinois, still in our listenership. In Gurnee/Waukegan, a lot of schools had to cancel. They got that much snow.
I can't believe how much they have in Caledonia.
Southeast got hit.
This is crazy.
Yeah, K-Town might be suffering. I don't even know.
What?
Mm-hmm. We got lucky.
We did.
We got lucky.
Let me open the phones. All right. Well, what'd you guys do this weekend? By the way, I went to the Bucks game. That was the highlight of my weekend. I should just throw that out there. It was so nice seeing you yesterday. Sherry took me, our listener, her and Mason. They have season tickets. And she was like, Allie, you want to go? I said, yes. And so I went a game with her. It was so much fun. We had great seats, saw a lot of people, and I got to see you, DZ. So the Bucks game was my highlight yesterday. How was the game on Friday against Chicago?
The game on Friday versus Chicago was great. The energy was insane, right? It was majestic, magical, if you will. And then, obviously, you know, Sunday didn't necessarily go our way, but it was still a good game.
Am I the jerk for giving my tickets on Friday to a Chicago fan?
Yes. 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 Ew.
I know. I know. It's our coworker.
Ew.
I know.
Now I know. Ew.
David. Now you know how David got there. Ew, David.
David.
Whoopsies.
Now I know how I got to fight David and why I got to fight David. Because of you.
No wonder I'm not a Bucks ambassador anymore. I bring Chicago fans.
What is wrong with you?
I screwed this whole thing up. No, I'm teasing.
Jokes.
No, but seriously, the Bucks game was my highlight. Yes. What did you do this weekend?
Gee, so I mean, aside from working the Bucks game, which I wasn't expecting to work, this weekend, we actually prepared for this upcoming weekend.
Which is what?
I'm going to be hosting the gala up in Sheboygan at Kohler, right? And it's this enchanted, magical theme gala type.
You are?
I am.
Do you have a tux?
Yes, I do.
Oh my gosh, this is so exciting. Or a suit, I should say.
Well, you know how it is.
A suit is fine.
Obviously.
But it's a gala. This is fancy.
I want to do it up, but my wife Erin's coming with me.
Who's
so
the gala for?
It's SSC. Yeah, like the Sheboygan, something commerce.
Uh-huh.
Yes.
Nice.
Something in Sheboygan, but it's a gala for, you know, the area, the community.
Yeah.
And I'm like, oh yeah, of course.
That's awesome.
It's for people, Jess and Lauren, they used to be teachers when I was at Lakeland, Spectrum, for the newspaper. So they were like, hey, DZ, would you be down to come up to Kohler? And I'm like, yes.
Mm-hmm.
Host a gala? Yes.
Nice.
Long story short, though, my wife needed a dress, so we went dress shopping this weekend.
Ooh,
we hit it around.
Find one? I love dress shopping because I always look for cheap ones, and then I get the good ones, and they look fancy.
It was fun for all of like an hour, and then the boys started tripping.
Oh, you had the kids?
Of course we had the kids. Who's going to take them?
I would have been like, you take the kids. I'm going dress shopping.
Nah, the four of us went dress shopping because
we were
looking like, if we find something that combos together, great.
Oh,
if
you were looking together.
Yeah, well, she's coming with me. You know what I'm saying? Like, I'm her plus one. I got to look good next to her, man.
That's funny. Well, let's go to the phones and see what everybody else did this weekend. 414-533-1037. DZ went dress shopping
for himself.
I went to the Bucks game yesterday against Houston. And now let's go to the phones. You pick one. I don't care. I know there's a bunch of people calling. We'll just grab one. Hi, Kiss FM. Who's this?
It's Nick and Waukesha.
Waukesha. Nick, aren't you a veteran?
I am.
Thank you for your service. It's Veterans Day tomorrow.
This whole week we'll be celebrating
you guys.
Thank you.
All right, Nick. What'd you do this weekend? Tell me.
We went up to Mayfair, Izzy and I. We went did a little window shopping because her birthday's in a couple weeks.
Oh.
And then Because her birthday is the day before Thanksgiving.
Wait, is she going to be 8? How old is your daughter going to be?
19?
18.
This is the big one, Nick. All of your power is out the door, and you finally are free of that financial burden until they ask you for Starbucks the next day.
For now.
It never ends. But anyway, okay.
With a little window shopping, taking the notes.
Then I cooked a little dinner, so I made a ham. I just put it in the slow cooker. So.
Yum. Yum. Love a good slow cooking.
Do you know I love slow cooking?
I'm mad at it. I'm mad at it.
All right, Nick. Okay, Nick. Well, thanks for calling, and have a great week, okay? We'll talk to you later.
All right.
Bye.
Peace, man. Love.
I was reading our text. Ashley from Germantown said, Bears won. Forget you. The Packers play tonight, so we don't care.
Ah.
Nobody asked you anyway, Ashley.
Thanks for pointing that out, Ash. My dog.
Chris in Kenosha said, Kenosha has no school today, 8 to 12 inches, and they got hit last night. So
I'm telling you, K-Town might be struggling right now.
If this is Caledonia, I don't even want to know what Kenosha looks like right now because the picture I got from Caledonia is crazy.
We woke up lavish up here.
I can't believe how much snow is a little bit south of us. Janet from West Dallas texted in and said, we went to the Kevin Gates concert on Saturday at the Rave. I saw that.
Ooh, he sold it out 6 times. Mm-hmm. Oh, he got to sign the pool and everything. But y'all know I love the Rave.
Yep.
Come on, man.
Yep. And then Anna from Milwaukee said, I got to see the Bucks in DZ. Thanks for taking us down to the courtside, DZ.
Y'all got down to yourselves. I just happened to see you.
Yep. All right. Well, what'd you guys do this weekend? 414-533-1037.
Your body's awake, but your brain isn't. Allie and DZ get your brain going with a question of the day.
Wow. If you are in the Milwaukee area, you might not know how much snow they got south of us in like Kenosha, Caledonia, Gurnee. Bella in Kenosha sent me a picture. I can't believe how much snow is on their cars. Like they have to snow blow out.
They got smacked.
This is not like driving out.
No. You ain't driving through that.
I had no idea they were going to get hit this hard down there.
Neither did they.
That's what Sherry said. Sherry Caledonia goes, I didn't know this was coming.
The lake effect is real. Well, and they said it was funny, right? Because at some point, the weather reports were going between 1 and 15 inches of snow.
1 and 15?
Everybody took it as a joke.
Sounds like every guy I went on a date with.
Hey, chill.
Full of it. It's always one. No, you always wait, and then it's one. And they always tell you you're going to get more snow, and we actually got more this time.
Well, some of them was really not lying about the 15.
I was talking about snow that whole time, DZ.
I know. Some of them really got 15 inches of snow out there on the ground right now, bro. K-Town in particular.
It's crazy.
Seriously.
You're crazy. And if you like a lot of snow, Magic Man Australia tickets online at 1037kissfm.com. Okay, you're ready to talk about our weekends.
Mm-hmm.
Thank you. Drea's in Milwaukee. Let's pull her up first this morning.
Good morning, Drea.
Hey, good morning to you guys.
Good
How are you doing?
We're doing great. I didn't realize it snowed so hard down in Kenosha.
I know. That's insane. Kenosha right there.
Right.
Not trying to flex. Not trying to flex, but we're dry up here.
I don't know how much, but a lot. I'm talking like Bella sent a picture, and I'm talking at least 4 inches above the car.
Yeah.
I mean, it's crazy.
I'd say they probably got 8 to 10.
Yes, they got a ton of snow.
8 to 10.
They canceled school.
I was going to say, there's a lot of schools that canceled.
Everything shut down, I know.
Well, maybe
Remember back in the day when we had like snow drifts?
Yeah.
As high as the house.
Oh, yeah.
And we still had to go to school. Still had to go.
Well, what'd you do this weekend, Drea? Seriously.
Okay, so I took a trip out to Brookfield just to chill, drive around and go to Michael's.
There's nothing better than hitting that Michael's World Market, TJ Maxx,
Wine and More.
Ross, Ulta.
She said, yes, girl, right there, right there.
I know exactly where you're talking about. You got Five Guys, a Buffalo Wild Wings. If you get
hungry, everything you need right there.
Zupas now.
My God, the whole day.
You know what?
The whole day.
Until they shut her down.
So she said she closed down Brookfield. Basically,
you basically went shopping in Brookfield. Is what you did.
Yeah, but I went to it's the only White Barn Bath and Body Works at Brookfield Square.
I didn't know that.
White Barn.
I don't know what that means.
Bath and Body Works. What does that mean? That means what?
That means Bath and Body Works is there, but next door is the same but different.
What? Oh.
White Barn.
So it's a different store.
Is it a different brand?
No, it's connected.
It's like Gap and Baby Gap, but it's Bath and Body Works with a second store.
It's like Trader Joe's and No, wait, that's
the story sucks. Okay, thanks for calling, Drea.
Girl, now you got
love
us confused.
You.
We appreciate you, though.
We'll find it ourselves. Drea, we'll find it ourselves, okay?
Bye, Drea.
Oh, my God, we'll be here all day.
Thank you, producer.
She was very sweet, but we're going to be here all day if we wait for that.
Drea went shopping in Brookfield.
I'm going to
clock it.
I'll mall walk and find out for myself.
Something about White Barn.
It's going to be snowing. I got a mall walk this week.
That part.
Let's go to Waylon and see if he's still alone in the car. Our 8-year-old in Wabaca. Hi, Waylon.
Young Gun.
Hey.
Mom's back.
Hey, Mama.
She's done dropping the kid off. What'd you guys do this weekend?
I went to my cousin's basketball game, and she played 2 games. She won the first round, but they lost the second for the Warriors.
Aw, good support. The Warriors. Way to support your cousin. Yeah. What's her name?
Ashley?
Sounded like Ashley.
I think so. It cut out when you
and
said
some
that.
Some of the other kids I knew a couple more kids.
Oh.
And now I'm going to want to tell you her weekend.
Okay. Waylon, you're cutting out really bad. I don't even know what you're saying. I got to be honest.
Mom's going to tell us about her weekend now.
Okay.
So Mom and Dad left for a wedding, and they were with Jima and Jeepa this weekend. Mm-hmm. So that's why they did basketball games.
Okay.
And I got to experience my very, very, very first furry convention at the hotel we stayed at.
Furry convention?
Again. Bye. Okay, this is like Drea. I don't need to hear about the furry convention, Chaya. What the hell?
I love you, buddy.
Where were you?
Up in the Dells.
Wow. Well, I mean,
and
it would be the Dells.
There were furries everywhere. It's like when I was downtown, there were furries everywhere. And I go, what is going on? They go, there's a furry convention. I go, oh, no.
And then
wonder.
You know. Then you know.
I go, what's going on around here?
Well, shout out y'all, man. Furries and basketball.
Thanks for calling, guys.
Later.
Have a great week.
You too. Peace.
Somebody texted in, I had my son's 9th birthday party at a bowling alley over the weekend.
That's old school right there.
And stayed at a hotel.
Ooh, swimming.
Love you guys. That is an old school birthday party. Why don't we hit up, who you want to have? OG Lori this morning, see what she did over the weekend.
Unfortunately,
whoever said I'm too aggressive on the phones, let people talk. You don't have a clock in front of you, okay? And if you want to listen to something else, you're more than welcome, okay?
No. Don't do that. Keep it here.
I'm not begging anybody to stay here.
Yeah, don't hang up on me again.
You don't got to. I'll beg. Don't change the station, please.
Hey, Lori, what about you?
Buenos días, huepa.
Hi, OG
I
Lori.
Did something productive this weekend.
Yeah.
Did you know?
I taught my granddaughter how to roll enchiladas, and we made 5 dozen enchiladas yesterday.
5 dozen? Why? Why'd you make so many?
Because there's 5 people in my house, and everybody loves them.
Okay.
And then I don't have to cook tonight for the Packer game. Dinner is already done.
Or the next day. Or for the next month.
She meal prep for the Packer game tonight. She made enchiladas.
5 dozen, half of those might be gone tonight for real.
Dang, Lori.
Mm-hmm. Half of them are already gone.
I was going to say.
So the other half tonight. Bet.
Never mind. Go pack up. Lori, is it okay if I hang up with you now?
maybe.
This is why. Goodbye, Lori.
Bye, Lori. We love you.
Bye.
I'm telling you what, you guys, I could keep at the pace of everybody else. You might get bored if I did that. I'm not going to lie. We could slow it down. Let's slow it down.
Let's slow it down.
Let's slow it down.
All right, why not?
All right, now we're going to go to Roger in Milwaukee.
Bring them out. Slow it down, slow it down.
Yo, good morning, good morning. Ali DZ.
Milwaukee, stand up.
It's your boy, the R-O-D-E-R. If you don't know now, you know, let's go.
Let's go. What up, dog?
Don't slow it down.
Roger said, don't slow it down.
They don't understand how boring the show would be if I let people go on for 10 years. You're welcome.
I just think there's a flow. You know what I mean?
You got to fight the talk on this show. Well, you got to fight.
Roger, thank you. And
that's Roger's why you're fighting right now. Tell us what you did, Roger.
Yeah, what'd you do, Roger?
Hey, the only the strong survive on this show.
Honest to God, maybe that's our motto. Okay, honest to God.
I was in Green Bay. You know, I was in Green Bay, watched a couple movies out there, grilled up some steaks at Prime Quarter. You know, just chilled out. That's about it.
Nice little vibe weekend.
Prime Quarter.
Yeah.
That's like bringing up a nostalgic little
I know.
Memory
Remember
for me.
We have one? I don't even know why they closed up
Wait,
here.
Roger, I feel like I did an eating competition there 100 years ago where I ate like a giant steak or something.
Oh, I'm always
you
down for a giant
did.
Steak.
You probably did.
Dang. Yeah. Well, you know what? Now I want to go out for steak, Roger.
Look what you did, Roger.
There you go.
Meat sweats. Meat sweats.
Meat sweats. All right.
Do it.
Roger, love you. Bye.
What, you got a problem? No, I just meant that DZ has your solution.
If there was a problem, yo, I'll solve it.
Or he might make it worse. It's What Would DZ Do on Kiss FM.
Oh, no, we've got a birthday in the house.
Mayday, mayday.
Oh, baby Danny.
Mayday, mayday. Danny, not a baby no more.
Oh, he's going to be two.
Turns two on Thursday,
I
y'all.
I can't believe he's going to be two already. Crazy. I feel like you just had Danny.
No, seriously.
That's crazy. Last time I saw him, he was like looking and talking. I was like, oh my gosh, Danny, you're talking.
And now he's doing a whole lot of yelling and jumping and beating up.
Oh, yeah.
He's evolved.
Now we're talking.
He's evolved. He's out here like a Pokemon. But yeah, we've got a soon-to-be two-year-old, yo.
Mm-hmm.
And this just crept up on us.
His birthday?
I ain't gonna lie.
November 13th.
November 13th rolled up, and all of a sudden, it's 3 days away,
mm-hmm.
and we ain't got nothing planned.
What day is it? Thursday?
His birthday's on Thursday, mm-hmm. and we've got zero.
I was gonna say, you haven't invited me to a party.
Thank you.
You haven't invited me to a dinner.
Have we mentioned anything?
And I didn't want to be rude and be like,
what's going on?
Where is the party, and why wasn't Auntie Allie invited? Because I'm starting to think you're having a secret one I don't know about.
Well, hey, planning committee. round up, squad, gang, gang.
Shoot.
We need advice.
Oh, we need help.
Well, here's the thing, bro. It is almost poetic and prophetic because 2 years ago when our four-year-old Sammy was turning two, we had just bought our house.
Yeah.
We had just closed, so we didn't do a party because we were moving.
Yeah.
His birthday consisted of, we bought you a house. Yay.
Yay.
But here we are 2 years later, basically. Yeah. Now we've got our next two-year-old, and we're going, oh, goodness.
Yeah.
Yay.
Yay.
We didn't make any major purchases. We've just been busy.
You're doing it right now. You're doing what every parent does. You know how the baby book's all filled out with the first one?
Yeah.
You get to the second one, you're like, they don't, party smarty.
Fine. Party smarty.
The first one gets everything, man.
Well, but did you, like, we didn't do a party for our first 2 years. Sammy didn't get us a 2 year old party.
Yeah, but you were buying a house, you know.
You know what I mean? Like, it was busy. And granted, we were having a baby, so the house was for Danny too, right? Like, we just completely. Whoosh.
Yeah.
This time, this two-year-old, it wasn't like we obviously forgot our baby's birthday. We knew it was coming.
What do you have this week?
Bruh, we've got way too much to do.
You are busy every night?
We've got games.
Oh, yeah. Bucks games, you mean?
But yeah, well, we've got games this week. There's a game on Friday. We're busy on Saturday, so that the weekend's out. The people that are watching our kids for this weekend are going to be in Illinois. They've got events. So then we got a quick hitch it on Sunday to go pick up our kids. We should have either celebrated last weekend or we need to celebrate in like 3 weeks
you're
if we're planning on doing anything.
You're busy.
We don't have the time. We don't have the ability. And right now, we don't have the bandwidth.
So what?
So what do we do?
So why do you got to have, you don't got to do anything. It's your two-year-old. He's not going to remember. He doesn't know. Why do we have to do anything? Why don't you just have a normal birthday party at home with cake and ice cream and just be done?
Just us?
Why not?
Because you literally just said, why is T.T. Alley not invited?
When are you going to invite me then?
Well, once we plan what we're actually doing. Here's the thing. We don't have any ideas. We don't have any concrete logic of what we want to do or the day to do it.
How am I supposed to help you when you have no time though? There's nobody can help you if you don't give us an opening, DZ. Like, you're saying we don't have any time,
right,
and that's it. So how could anyone help you with that? It's impossible.
Between tomorrow, Wednesday, and his actual birthday on Thursday. We could do something on his actual birthday on Thursday. If that, you know, on his actual birthday on Thursday would be the one time that we could fit something into that
Damn
schedule.
It.
And why is your bottom lip poked out looking all sad now when I said his actual birthday?
Because T.T. Alley's hosting a fundraiser on Thursday night on Danny's birthday for Girls on the Go project.
Oh, so T.T. Alley's unavailable on his actual birthday.
It's for charity, DZ.
Oh, so charity's more important than your nephew?
Yes. Kind of.
Not like in a long standing, but for like events.
For that night, for that night.
No, for real.
Oh, man.
Thursday is about our only day to try to do something, but we don't want to exclude anybody, right? Here's the problem.
You might have to.
My mom wants to come up. Yeah. She's also planning on leaving this weekend. She's leaving the country for a month, so she's out.
Okay.
My little sister wants to come up. Aaron's family wants to come up. They all want to partake, and we're going, okay, hold on.
Slow down.
Yeah.
Then just say no. Look at you. You don't know how to say no.
How do you do that when everybody wants to celebrate your baby and you don't want to tell people no? They want to honor and love on your family. How am I going to be like, no? What do we do?
I don't know.
I'm stuck.
You know what? The phones are ringing. 414-533-1037. DZ and his wife. It sounds like you're going to have to do something on Thursday. Somebody said, take him to Build-A-Bear on Thursday. It'll only cost $2 his age. That's Kirsten in Greenfield.
That's not a bad idea.
A lot of people texted Build-A-Bear and said, so I didn't know that's only the cost of his age.
The cost of the age, yeah. So when they're three, it's only $3.
Natalie,
forget about that.
Natalie in Menominee Falls said, you better call Tony and Racine and get a new dinosaur to show up. Get his new dinosaur.
Chill out, bro. That's not about to be the move.
What about?
What?
I love this idea.
What?
Oregon Piper Pizza.
What? Ooh.
Have you ever done that?
We
but
haven't.
I want to go with you.
See,
it's
but
so
you're
fun.
Unavailable on Thursday.
Dang it, let's do it the day before.
We're going on Wednesday now?
Do you want to? Because I will. I'm down on Wednesday.
So basically what
Wait, let me look at my schedule.
Is whoever can celebrate on Tuesday, we're going to celebrate Tuesday. Whoever is available on Wednesday, we're going to do some Wednesday.
Listen,
and now on Thursday. So now we got to rearrange our schedule.
Oregon Piper Pizza is the perfect place for littles because they can run around and act crazy. There's a guy playing an organ. You get some pizza and there's a little game room and they're content. And then you leave. You can bring a cake if you want to bring a cake. And, you know, it's right on Highway 100 in Greenfield.
I've heard you talk about it. I remember you talking about it.
We gotta go to Oregon Piper with the kids.
We've never been, and it does feel like more like a softer Chuck E. Cheese, right?
Yeah.
For the youngers, if you will.
There's puppets on the wall singing. I mean, it's an experience.
Yeah,
it's OG at that too.
Okay,
you know what? The phones are ringing. We're gonna have to talk to everybody next. DZ needs advice.
Mm-hmm.
Danny's second birthday's on Thursday, November 13th, and they're just busy and they don't know what to do.
We haven't even started to think about planning. We're like, well, we'll for sure get dinner, but that's as far as we've gotten.
You need to take the pressure off of yourself.
You know I don't do that.
Okay.
You know I keep the pressure on.
All right, please help DZ, Lord. We're going to talk to you guys next.
You got a problem? No, I just meant that DZ has your solution.
If there was a problem, yo, I'll solve it.
Or he might make it worse. It's What Would DZ Do? On Kiss FM.
Well, DZ needs help today because his baby, Danny, who's going to be 2 on November 13th, is Thursday.
Thursday.
And you guys don't know what to do because you didn't plan ahead, you didn't plan a party, and now everybody's asking, what's going on?
Well, and even me and my wife, like, the conversation has been minimal as far as what are we doing? I will figure it out. And now we ain't got no much time left to figure it out.
Nope. Amy in Hales Corners agrees with me. She said she has 4 boys and she says Oregon Piper Pizza.
Oregon Piper Pizza.
Jeffro and Racine said custom ice cream sundaes have all the fixings. Kids make what they want.
At home. That's a genius idea. I like it.
Somebody said, what would DZ do? Where did I put my dang snow boots? I'm sorry. If you're in Kenosha right now, we're sorry. You guys got pounded. I mean, there is Kenosha. Some of them are out of school.
So a lot of people are out of school.
Because they got 8 inches or something crazy, by the way. If you woke up with no snow, be grateful because they did not south of us.
Not
anyway.
I wore slides today. Some people don't have that luxury.
I wore my Bucks. I did not wear a winter coat or boots. Yeah. Anyway,
yeah. No, let's go to the phones.
Let's go to John in Mequon, my secret admirer, I like to call him. Hi, John.
Morning.
What up, John?
John, okay, DZ needs help. What do you think he should do, him and his wife, for Danny's birthday?
Well, I definitely would have to agree with you, Allie, about the fact of, for one, the kid's not going to remember anything because they're 2.
Right.
But what we've done with our kids when I had them, we would just do a simple cake and everything when they were that young because they don't really start remembering anything till about 4 or 5. So I would just go get a simple cake, let them go hog wild on it.
He's saying who
cares?
Get
him his own cake?
Because he's saying the kid's not going to remember. And that's kind of what this is turning into. This is for everyone else.
It's
birthday parties are about the parents, not the kid. Let's be real.
The first 3 don't even matter.
No.
After, like John said, 4 or 5, right? For Sammy's 4 birthday,
memories.
Our oldest, now he's like, oh, yeah, I wanted the monster truck party.
Mm-hmm.
Danny hasn't said a thing. He doesn't care. He won't even know it's his birthday. He's just glad he's getting sugar.
Danny said, pop, 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 pop.
He'll sing happy birthday. He will sing happy birthday.
Easy advice to me was really good because it's day number 5.
Oh! Wait,
today's day 5?
Did you get a theme song, John?
No, you didn't.
No.
No, you didn't.
No.
Oh, yeah.
John in Mequon. Is this our first Mequon theme song holder?
Ain't no way.
What?
I don't believe him.
He's probably right. We haven't been counting. No,
we haven't been counting.
Hey, why don't you go back on the Odyssey app and look it up, because I did.
Okay.
Ooh, he said, I know for a fact I got day 5, baby.
John said, I brought receipts, and I checked every podcast from the past 5 days. I have been on the show. John, received. You
day
know
5,
what?
Big dog.
You get your own theme song. Hold on. We're going to find out what you want, okay? Hold on.
Copy that.
I'll find out. I'll find out what you want.
Ooh, hey. The theme song.
Okay, last but not least, let's go to our boy, Bryce in Racine. We haven't talked to Bryce in so long.
Bryce,
where have you been?
What up, party people?
Bryce, we miss you. You came into the studio. You taught us so many things about being blind and having a disability, and we miss you. You're our boy. You used to call every day. Where have you been?
You've been too busy for us?
Where have you been?
I've been trying to call every day. It's just, I have been getting, like
what?
There hasn't been much pickup, you know what I mean?
Oh, it's been hard to get in. Okay, well, you got in today, man.
You're in today, and we miss you. You got any advice for DZ and his son's birthday?
Help us out.
Well, I think this. You take them to, like, Chuck E. Cheese or Dave & Buster's or something.
Wait, Dave & Buster's.
Dave & Buster's.
Wait, I used to love that.
Are you thinking what I'm thinking?
I'm thinking what you're thinking.
Bryce, you're a genius.
Okay.
Bryce.
Well, and, yes.
And another thing, can we talk off air, too?
Yes, because you're a genius. Hold on, Bryce.
Because DZ and I have to say why we're so excited. You're never going to believe this. Dude, when I was cleaning the other day, you're never going to believe this. Guess what I found under my pile?
What'd you find under your pile?
The Dave & Buster's gift
cards. The gift cards?
We've got Dave & Buster's gift cards we haven't used yet that we were going to take with.
Genius.
Dave & Buster's.
Bryce, you're a genius. Dave & Buster's.
What you just did. We forgot we had a gift card.
A gentleman and a scholar. Dave & Buster's, Danny's birthday. See y'all there.
See you there.
Everybody's invited. Bingo!
I'm sorry, sir. Your card was wrong. We have to go back.
Oh, that's an E? Dang.
I-25, everybody.
Bingo again.
Do I sound really good as a bingo caller?
You sound pretty natural.
Because I've been called by the big dogs, you know, the professionals at Pottawatomie, 103.7 KISS FM, Milwaukee's number one hit music station with Ali and DZ.
Huepa, buenos dias.
Good morning. Tonight, DZ,
what?
I am the celebrity bingo caller at Pottawatomie. Look out!
What's going on? Wait, why are you calling bingo? That sounds like a really random activity to do on an evening.
Story, DZ.
Okay.
I'm actually really excited because during the holidays, Pottawatomie does this thing called Heart of Canal Street.
Oh, yeah.
And if you don't know what that is, basically, Pottawatomie allows all these local charities in southeastern Wisconsin. They have to be children's charities. Mm-hmm. They have to benefit children in some capacity because some charities benefit children and adults. So if you can prove that your charity benefits, you know, children, basically, hundreds of local charities apply for funding. And Pottawatomie gets this funding multiple ways. They give back. They have these bingo games that are specifically called the Heart of Canal bingo games.
Like OG bingo.
And when you go and get one of those cards, that goes into the pot.
Proceeds goes into the
Heart of Canal.
Heard.
So since they have this great program every winter, they're like, hey, and around the holidays, they're like, hey, Allie, do you want to be a celebrity bingo caller? I'm like, this is like my dream. Like, who says no to that?
No, nobody.
Who says no to calling a real life bingo game in a casino? That's like a dream.
It's like a random side quest.
Like
who wouldn't want to call a bingo game?
Bucket list, man.
Yeah.
And I'm going to be giving back because everyone there, if they get their Heart of Canal bingo card, that's going to give back to the children's charities.
True. It's a charitable endeavor.
I'm excited because tonight was the time. I'll be there at 7 o'clock tonight between 7 and 8 calling a bingo game. And I'm so excited.
Oh, that's not even like a whole long night, bro. You in there quick. In and out.
They have games back to back to back. Remember, you know, bingo's like
I figured you was gonna be there till like 10 or 11.
No, I'm only calling one game, so I'll be calling one game for about 15 minutes and it's gonna be good times. And I hope they don't get bingo quick or I'm gonna be really upset. Like, if they get bingo quick, I'm done.
Then you're done.
I'm gonna be mad. I didn't think about that. I can't fix it. That's illegal.
Think about it. You're calling at least five letters or five numbers, B-I-N-G-O, so you're at least up there for five.
Yeah.
Now, I have never heard of somebody getting a bingo 1, 2, 3, 4, 5 back to back. Now, is it unheard of? Probably not, but that'd be crazy.
But it happens. I think it happens.
You're going to be there longer than an hour.
Well, I'm excited.
You're going to be there. You're going to end up catching the next game, playing bingo.
I'm going to be there doing all kinds of other things, too. Let's be real. It's Pottawatomie.
It's Potto.
So
come on.
Will I be there for 10 minutes? Probably. I'll put 10 minutes times 70.
times a whole lot of extra 10 minutes. 10 minutes times 95 more.
If you're in the mood to play bingo tonight, come play it between 7 and 8 at Pottawatomie. The Heart of Canal game gives back. And this is what's so cool, DZ, because we've never actually talked. I've talked about it on the Sunday morning show. I've never talked about it, but Pottawatomie picks 25 local charities when it's all said and done. And they have this big night. You have to be invited. Like, so the charities get invited. And then they ran. It's like a literal
drawing,
like a lottery where they pull balls out and they'll go, and you, let's say Boys and Girls Club, you are one of the winners. And that's how they find out they're getting money. Like,
shout
it's
out
so
Andre
cool.
Douglas.
Yeah. So they do like, they give them to 25 different charities. So people apply.
Interesting. That
they
I didn't
raise
know.
Money through these Heart of Canal bingo games. And tonight I'll be out there, you know, calling the bingo game at Pato between us 7 and 8. So I'll see you there, everybody.
Well, come support Heart of Canal.
Heart of Canal.
Play some bingo.
Or just go play bingo on your own and ask for a Heart of Canal card because they have certain, you can do it
you
throughout.
You could do the,
It doesn't have to be tonight. It can be, you know, when you're just playing bingo.
Well, that's good to know. Mm-hmm. Heck yeah, because some people just like to go to Pato. You know what I'm saying?
Like me.
Yes, like
I'm
you.
I'm just saying.
Like you for
I'm
sure.
I'm just saying. Okay, well, I'll see you at Pato tonight. Coming up next, Am I the Jerk is happening.
What's the word?
The word is somebody has been having a little too much interaction with their ex.
What do you mean? Like?
I mean, they're in a relationship.
Interaction?
They're in a relationship, and they're a little too close for comfort to their ex.
Oh, one of them?
And they want to know if they're the jerk for the behavior they have been doing.
Okay, we got to listen first.
Yeah, hold on. It's next.
Still think you're a jerk?
You get to be our moral compass.
No, wait, you're a jerk.
It's time to find out. Am I the jerk?
Look what you did, you little jerk.
Yikes. She wants to know if she's the jerk for meeting up with her ex and not telling her hubby.
I'm just going to wait and listen.
Okay.
I'm just going to wait and listen.
Okay.
Yeah.
Okay.
Yeah.
Allie and DZ, even I'm uncomfortable reading this one. Whee! Oh my gosh, look at this. Okay.
Okay.
Allie and DZ, I've been married to my husband for about 11 years.
Congratulations,
that's
I think.
That's great. I love him very much.
I think.
My ex-boyfriend from college came to town, reached out, and asked me to have lunch.
Mm-hmm.
I don't really talk to him, only on social media where I see him in his life. So when he reached out, I figured, what's the big deal? Might as well catch up with him. Might be nice.
Okay.
So I accepted the invitation and actually had a great time talking about old times.
Bet you did.
I even told him
Let me stop.
We even talked about my husband. So I thought, what's the problem here?
Oh, good.
Nothing really inappropriate. But here's where it gets weird. I don't know why. I just never told my husband.
Mm-hmm.
I don't know if it's because I felt some type of way after having lunch with him. It brought back old feelings. I don't have any intention of leaving my husband, but I never told my husband that I met up with my ex to have lunch.
Yikes.
Am I a jerk for not even mentioning it to him?
I mean, wow.
Okay, so you went out. You're saying there was nothing. It was all platonic is what you're saying.
Right. You know, at this rate, it's like an old friend,
mm-hmm.
you know, an ex from years ago.
Mm-hmm.
Who knows? But clearly you had such a good time that you felt weird telling your husband about it.
Secretive Sasha.
Yeah. Ooh,
there
that's a good one.
Secretive Sasha. Been married for 11 years. Her ex from college reaches out and says, let's have lunch. She does. Doesn't tell her husband, though.
And it was only lunch.
Why? Says nothing inappropriate happened. Even the conversation was fine. But she just never told him because she feels some type of way about it.
I don't see. Not jerky, but it's secretive.
Projection.
Shady.
Yeah.
Weird,
that's
right?
Where people lose trust on you.
And that's where,
for not telling everything.
You know what I'm saying?
That's when I would think you're up to no good.
It's hard for me to say, you know, not the jerk. Because I genuinely don't think it's jerky. At this rate, you are just having lunch with an old friend, somebody from your past, right? You now married,
that
you
played
now
hot dogs
on.
And donuts with.
That at that point, it doesn't matter though. If
you've
that's,
been married 11 years,
if that's what we are gonna, you know, define as like being okay and not okay, we're gonna hate a lot of people in our lives. You know what I'm saying?
Some
like
more than others.
Some more than others, naturally.
That's fair.
Naturally. But yes, you're going to hate a lot of people if you define that by who you played hot dogs and donuts with, who you're going to be cool with and not cool with.
So wait a minute. So you say not the jerk or what?
Man.
Because here's the thing. My thing is, what made it jerky was when you made it awkward by not telling him. If you were to tell him, let's say, your husband of 11 years, you were to say, oh, my ex from college, haha, hit me up for lunch. If he has a problem with that and you still went, you're the problem.
Then you're
now
the problem.
Because there's
yeah.
something weird going on there, right? Now you're risking your 11-year marriage for some guy haven't seen in how many years? Like, it's so stupid.
For a catch-up lunch? No.
So stupid.
That's why I went, okay, clearly you are just cool having lunch as a friend, but then why didn't you tell your husband before the lunch?
Right.
Hey, John invited me to go have lunch this weekend. Do you want to come?
Right.
No.
Even weirder.
No, I don't. Enjoy lunch.
Why are you going to lunch with your ex from college? Who cares?
Enjoy lunch, right? Like, bye, right?
Yeah.
If you're confident confident, if you're comfortable, the you man would never have a problem and go, okay, yeah, see you later, bye, right? But clearly she had some type of preconceived notion, whether it's I think he's going to be mad or I think something might happen, that you up and kept a secret like that. Secret of Sasha.
Julian texted in, would you be mad if your partner met up with an ex? Don't if do I'd, something that would be you would be upset about if your partner did it.
Great
if you
question.
Have to question yourself, then you're the jerk. Ooh, Julian. Somebody said that's the start of a divorce. Oh, man.
Don't
I
want to
we
say
were
that.
Going there so nah, quickly.
I don't want to say that.
Dang. Hannah in New Berlin, she texted in, and she you can text in or call 414-533-1037. She said 100% jerk. It's called micro-cheating. And even though you say there are no feelings, you felt some type of way to hide it from your husband, meaning you probably meant it will hurt him. You're
the
wrong,
hell is
my
micro
girl.
Micro-cheating.
It means you're, she's
what
saying.
What the hell? Okay, come on now.
It's basically building up to cheating, I would assume. You know, it's like emotional cheating.
Okay,
you're not,
that makes sense.
Because you're not physically doing anything, you're not cheating, but you're having, like, for example, you're having these intimate conversations with people about your life. That's emotional cheating if you have somebody at home, right? And you're not talking to them. If you're having,
if they're not a part of your close circle of friends and you're having intimate conversations, that could be considered a little, you know, outlandish.
All right, so she went and had lunch with her ex, and she wants to know if she's the jerk. Oh, listen to this. Micro-cheating refers to small, subtle behaviors that can form that be a form of betrayal in a relationship without involving full-blown infidelity.
Okay.
Ah.
Learn something new every day.
Okay. It's like finding all the texts somebody's sharing before they're actually cheating
yet.
You're
like,
oh, that's a small, subtle behavior, but it's a form of betrayal, let's say.
That it could
lead. They haven't crossed the line, but they're already, you see?
Teetering.
Yeah.
I understand.
Interesting.
I do understand.
Oh, okay. Secretly messaging someone can be micro-cheating.
Or secretly meeting up with an ex for lunch could be micro-cheating.
Hiding interactions. Is a micro-cheating. Deleting messages, micro-cheating. Creating secret social media accounts. Well, that's disgusting.
That's
now you need to run for your life. But there you go. Complaining about your partner to someone else.
Well, yeah, that's not venting? That's not venting to friends?
Oh, boy.
That's micro-cheating?
Oh, if you're complaining to someone that doesn't know your situation.
You know what I'm saying? That's different.
Yikes.
Okay, that's different.
All right.
I'm following.
Okay, sorry. 414-533-1037. She wants to know if she's a jerk for meeting up with an ex and not telling her husband of 11 years.
Oof.
We'll talk to you guys next.
Once upon a mundane morning, Barb's day got busy without warning. A realtor in need of an open house sign. No, 50 of them. And designed before 9.
My head hurts.
Any mighty tools to help with this plight?
Aha!
Barb made her move. She opened Canva and got in the groove.
Bulk creating Canva sheets. Create 50 signs fit for suburban streets.
Done in a click. All complete.
Sweet!
Now, imagine what your dreams can become when you put imagination to work at canva.com.
You open the fridge. There's nothing there. So what's it going to be? Greasy pizza? Sad drive-through burgers? Dish by Blue Apron is for nights like that. These are the pre-made meals of your dreams. At least 20 grams of protein, no artificial flavors or colors, no chopping, no cleanup, no guilt. Keep the flavor. Ditch the subscription. Get 20% off your first two orders with code APRON20. Terms and conditions apply. Visit blueapron.com/terms for more.
Whatever happens today, take it on with a fresh cup of True Brew coffee. Now only $1 with True Rewards. True North Store's True Brew Coffee is a hot, flavorful gourmet blend created from coffee beans from around the world. As a free True Rewards member, pick the size that is perfect for you and pay only $1. Don't have the True Rewards mobile app? Find it in the Apple or Google Play Store to download and save instantly. True North Convenience Stores. Fast, friendly, clean.
Listen up, football fans. You won't want to miss this.
Right now, new Bet365 customers bet $5 and get $200 in bonus bets, win or lose. So you could turn that $200 into something bigger when you bet on Moneyline, Spread, Totals, Player Props.
$200 in bonus bets when new customers bet $5. I know where I'm going to bet from now on. Download the app today and see why it's never ordinary at Bet365. Gambling problem? Call 1-800-GAMBLER. 21 plus only. Must be physically located in Ohio. T&Cs apply. In app only.
This episode is brought to you by Progressive. Most of you aren't just listening right now. You're driving, cleaning, and even exercising. But what if you could be saving money by switching to Progressive? Drivers who save by switching save nearly $750 on average. And auto customers qualify for an average of 7 discounts. Multitask right now. Quote today at Progressive.com. Progressive Casualty Insurance Company and Affiliates. National average 12-month savings of $744 by new customers surveyed who saved with Progressive between June 2022 and May 2023. Potential savings will vary. Discounts not available in all states and situations.
Still think you're a jerk?
You get to be our moral compass.
No, wait, you're a jerk.
It's time to find out. Am I the jerk?
Look what you did, you little jerk.
Secretive Sasha wrote in to Am I the Jerk. She emailed us, amithejerk@1037kissfm.com. Wants to know if she's a jerk for having lunch with an ex and not telling her current spouse. She's been married for 11 years, and her college boyfriend reached out, was in town, said, let's have lunch. She said, okay. But she didn't tell her husband about it, which is a little strange. She said she was feeling a weird way about it.
Because I get having lunch with an old friend, whether they're an ex from your past.
Fine.
If you're comfortable in your relationship, fine. But if you're comfortable in the relationship, you're going to tell your partner.
Girl, you've been married for 11 years. What the hell?
What's wrong with you?
Let's go to the phones. We'll start with Bree and Brown Deer this morning. Hi, Bree.
Morning. Buenos dias.
Hey.
Girl, what do you think? Jerk or not the jerk for having lunch with the ex?
I'm going to say jerk.
Yeah.
Just because nowadays you don't know what leads to the next thing. Mm. Like, oh, yeah, we're going to lunch. And then, okay, hey, do you want to come over?
Oh, saying yeah.
Somebody said jerk. I'm glad I'm not your husband. Lunch. That was a text we got. Oh,
Bree saying lunch could have turned into dessert.
Mm-hmm. Yeah, that's
you got
fair.
11 years on him and you're going to visit an ex. Okay.
What for? Why would you risk that? Why would you? What? Who cares?
Well, and what closure?
What do you need? What are you searching for? Let it go and move on.
And I'd love to keep coming back to saying, hopefully it's just an old friend. You want to catch up. Somebody you've got, you know, a good history with, right? No bad blood. No bad breakup. Just y'all just broke up and have moved on. And that's great. But like Bree's saying, you never know the next door that could lead. And without telling your partner, that's saying that door is possibly there.
Well, these are the people that ruin the sanctity of marriage, because why are you married if you're feeling some way about a guy from 11 years ago? Why? Mm-hmm. What the hell?
Exactly. Why are you even married at
this point? I don't understand sometimes. I'm like, what are you doing?
I do follow.
You know?
So my thing too is like, okay, 11 years ago, if he would have popped up and said, hey, like, do you want to get lunch? Then what have you done?
Would you have just broken up?
I had an incident where my friend cheated on her before the wedding and had a escape route.
Whoa.
And she never took it, so she was with this chick for 8 years.
She had the go bag ready?
No.
And she was with this chick for 8 years, and the entire marriage, she was getting cheated on.
No.
It's awful.
Whoa.
And she had a backup plan. Let me tell you something. This is crazy. Go on. So, she was basically in love with her ex, but she married somebody else, which is stupid. Yeah, it makes no sense.
And the chick like tried to talk her out of their marriage, but she like married her anyways.
Went through. Oh my goodness, this is such a crazy. This is a movie.
It is a movie.
This is a movie. This is a whole other scenario, Bree.
Wow, that's
exactly.
Crazy.
And it's like communication is key, and a lot of people don't have that nowadays.
True.
So big 11 time. Years ago, like, how old are you? This is some high school stuff.
Yeah. Like, no, I feel like caring about your ex from 11 years ago is very 16 years oldish. Like, you got to emotionally move on.
No. But the two scenarios align, whether it's high school in your situation or high school
in
this situation with Sasha.
Emotionally immature.
This is emotional maturity regardless of the age,
immaturity.
Right? Immaturity.
Exactly. And that's why, like, relationships nowadays just don't last like they used to back in, like, the 50s.
In the 1900s?
Like, yeah.
Yeah,
well.
Like, my grandma still thinks I'm going to find this great man one day, and he's going to take care of me. And I'm like, sweetie, I'm gay. I'm sorry.
Nan, I don't know what to tell you.
Well, and in fairness, if I can be fair, as someone whose parents have been married for 100 years and probably shouldn't be, that just because they're married for a long time doesn't mean
that
they didn't
healthy.
Go through things. Mm-hmm. That I mean, I don't think there was infidelity in my parents' marriage. I don't think there was. But you know what I'm saying? You don't know. We don't know. And we're never going to know.
You never know.
My parents could have gone through anything, and I could never know. And that could be any marriage. Just because they're together, it doesn't mean they didn't have their problems. It's just a matter of, you know,
what you're willing to work through,
what's
the deal breaker, what's not. And going out with an ex and then not telling me about it might be a deal breaker for some people, bruh. Yes.
That's divorce papers right there. That's just sketchy.
Yikes. All right, Bree, thanks for calling.
Absolutely. You guys have a great day.
You too.
Appreciate you. Bye.
Somebody said cheating Chelsea's a jerk. We already called her
secretive Sasha. Keep that name for a different one.
She's micro-cheating, you guys. She's not fully cheating. Remember, we just talked about micro-cheating. Small, subtle behaviors that can be a form of betrayal.
Baby betrayals.
She's not fully cheating yet. She's starting to cheat, okay?
It's the building. building blocks of cheating, if you will, I guess.
Oh my gosh. Let's go to a guy, Rich in Greenfield, see what he thinks. Hi, Rich.
Rich.
Hey, good morning, y'all.
What up, dog?
Well, good morning, Rich. She wants to know if she's the jerk for going to lunch with an ex. She's been married for 11 years, but she didn't tell her husband.
It's platonic, though. It's platonic,
sure.
Apparently. Apparently.
Okay.
He is absolutely the jerk. Mm. I don't care how platonic it is. Listen, she knew exactly what she was doing when she accepted it. And she knew exactly what she was doing when she went and did not tell her husband.
Playing with fire.
We
yeah.
all
Playing
know,
with fire.
We all know. Exactly. We all know how the story would change if he went out and met with some of his
past girl and didn't tell
and
her.
Did not tell
oh.
him. I'd tell her about it.
No,
it'd be a different story.
It would be a different story.
And you know what? I'm with you. That's why I agree. Man or woman, it's messed up,
it is
man.
Messed up,
jerkity
regardless.
Jerk.
Yeah.
Wow.
Yeah.
And the thing is, she knew exactly what she was doing from the beginning, and that's how she's feeling some type of guilty
yeah,
way.
Yeah,
well, and
right.
she didn't
that's
tell
exactly
him from jump.
It's so weird.
It's not like she was like, oh, I'm getting lunch with a friend, didn't say who the friend was. She omitted
right.
every detail mm-hmm. about who she was doing anything with. She,
right,
from
right,
inception,
right.
was holding some information from her dude.
She's like, but I even right. told him about my husband. Doesn't matter.
Doesn't matter. We talked about my husband.
Right.
Why did
it
you talk about
matter.
Your husband and to him, but not tell your husband,
husband about
him?
Yep.
That makes no sense.
Dog, repeat that one
right.
more time for
why
the people in
you
back.
Why did you tell the guy about your husband, but not tell your husband about the guy? Like, that makes no sense.
Thank you.
Right.
That was
and then,
good.
You know, there's also some people like to take advantage and manipulate a situation when you tell them you know, some
you're having a problem in your relationship.
Things.
Well, we don't
yeah,
know,
you know
if she
they
doesn't
like to exploit those things.
Right, but
and then
you don't
take
know.
Advantage
we don't know.
Of them and then,
make it
and
sound
then yes.
and look like they're better than them.
But let's not make him a bad guy. Let's not
well,
make him a homewrecker without
I'm
knowing
not,
anything.
I'm not, you know, I'm just saying like some
he's saying
like
the door
that.
Was open. This is what I feel like you're saying, Rich. You're saying if this guy had the ex-boyfriend had come in, the door might have been
the
open.
The door might have been open,
which is kind of crazy to
well,
think.
And why is the ex reaching out? I'm sorry, but there should be some type of respect to understand that you don't necessarily ask your ex
mm-hmm.
out to lunch when you know she's married.
Mm-hmm.
But
personally, I don't
as,
think that's right, even
as,
on his
as
end.
As much as he shouldn't have done that, she could have said, "Hey, let me check in with my husband. See what he thinks out of respect for our marriage."
See, but then that
but
feels like
didn't.
A misogynistic
that
control of like, you don't
got
to ask. I don't got to ask
tell
my
you
man.
Where I'm going.
But it's communication. I get that you're
but
rich.
She
you're saying
communicated.
It's communication. You're mm-hmm. not saying that you're asking for permission. You're just saying, oh, yeah, lunch sounds fun.
Mm-hmm.
Let me see
right.
if
right,
our
right,
schedules
right,
align
right.
with what my husband and I
Ooh.
Got going on. I follow what you're saying, Papa.
Right, right. It's not permission.
It's just
not permission. You
it's
know?
Just communication.
Obviously, it's not permission because she obviously went.
Yeah.
You know,
true. True.
Well,
she
do what she wants to do.
Listen to this text. She is going to do, and that's what somebody said. They said, "Shady, once trust is gone, you cannot rebuild it." Well, that
right.
depends. They
and,
said she clearly
you know,
wants attention. She should go to therapy to figure out her issues. She will ruin her marriage.
That's
it's
a good text.
It's a no
right.
for me.
I mean, you know,
they're right. She's going to ruin her marriage. Yeah.
Attention.
Absolutely.
This little step can lead to other steps, whether she thinks of it or not.
Mm-hmm.
They're micro steps, as we found
not,
out. They're
know,
micro steps.
It, you know, but yeah, you know, it, in the end, whether it's platonic or not, whether
yeah.
nobody sees it or not,
right.
it's a perception, and perception is reality.
There
somebody
it is.
Somebody said, not good for relationship. Call Carp Law Firm. they can help you with your divorce.
All
That's right.
Y'all.
Carp and Gar.
You guys have a good day.
Peace.
Bye.
Love, bro. You too.
Not an ad, but it should be. Let me tell you. All right. Last but not least, let her out of the gate. She's going to go off. She's going to go off. Saucy Sandra.
Hey there, hey my friend.
Oh my gosh.
Saucy's naturally saying not the jerk,
secretive
right?
Listen,
yeah, right.
I do not like to judge in real life, but you wrote in and you're asking me to judge.
Ooh.
And you writing in and asking
it's
me to judge
up.
You, I'm gonna tell you what. Bring out the vacuum because you suck.
Ooh,
you are
suck.
Totally the jerk.
The double entendre. Bring
no.
out the vacuum, you suck.
Sucking
Let's
it up.
Look at this. There
Dude.
Is a reason why you kept your mouth shut,
yeah.
and that's what you
mm-hmm.
need to ask yourself.
Mm-hmm.
Why did you keep
why?
Yourself
shut about
it?
Yeah, she went to lunch with an ex,
why?
And she's been married for 11 years and didn't tell her husband. Now she wants to know if she's a jerk for not telling her husband. That's
now,
weird.
If there's something going on to where you were afraid to tell him because you knew it would hurt him,
mm-hmm.
you're still the
still
damn
the jerk.
Jerk.
Still the jerk.
If you're afraid to tell him because you are afraid of repercussions
mm-hmm.
and consequences,
well, then that's
you
just a red flag.
You are the jerk. This is total betrayal.
You're a jerk no matter what Saucy says, dog.
Yeah.
100%. This is total betrayal.
Okay.
And yet, I would divorce your butt. Deuces.
Dang.
Boom.
The dagger.
I'm standing on that, and I'm clocking that teeth. That is gross and disgusting. How dare you? That is total betrayal.
DZ's making the hand gesture.
I'm doing the clocking with my tongue out. Clock it.
Clock it.
All right, Saucy, we love you. We'll talk to you later.
What's up, guys?
Peace.
Bye.
All right, so she's a jerk for having lunch with her ex and not telling her current husband. I think that's obvious.
The fact that, that you even thought that you're going to get away with it, right? The attention. And just think of the concept that not only did you not tell your husband, but then you turned around and told all of us.
Yeah.
Weird.
What the heck, dude?
Weird.
What the heck?
Okay, though.
All right, fine, whatever. You know what? We are going to give away tickets and move on.
Just get it.
Because we got a lot happening. We not only have tickets to Machine Gun Kelly at Fiserv Forum, we also have tickets to see Young Gravy at the Rave, and more tickets to Magic Men Australia online, ladies and gentlemen.
It up.
1037kissfm.com. Go there this week and try to enter to win before Thursday, and you might be hanging out with me at Pottawatomie for that. But first things first.
What's up?
Machine Gun Kelly. Fiserv Forum. You're going, if your caller... Should I be crazy?
I mean, you're asking us, me and you, if we should be crazy? We already are, yes.
I was going to do a low number because he's coming on December 6th. Should I take caller 6? I know, I'm a rebel. 414-533-1037. Caller 16, sorry.
Ah, so close. Maybe tomorrow.
16, good luck. It might be you. It might be you at Fiserv Forum seeing Machine Gun Kelly in less than a month, by the way, on December 6th. Good luck. Kiss FM.
We are. Who gave us jobs, bro?
I don't know. DZ, I was. Never mind. 103.7 Kiss FM, Milwaukee's number one hit music station.
Wepa.
Before we go to the phones, I was telling DZ, I was looking in the mirror and I was making a joke, but I was at the Bucks game last night at Fiserv,
mm-hmm.
and I was in the bathroom.
Did you catch that t-shirt at the game last night?
No, I got this one a long time at a different game. A
few games back.
I'm wearing a Bucks shirt, yeah. And one of the girls in the bathroom goes, "Dang, girl, you kind of thick." And I go, "Well, I got a BBL. Want to hear about it?"
You in the bathroom and some girl approached you about the booty?
I had a 20-minute conversation about skin removal surgeries at Fiserv. The next thing I know, the bathroom attendant pops in. Really?
Really? I've been listening outside.
She's like, "What did you say? You got what done?"
Then somebody from the stall goes, "That's Allie!"
The whole time. She's like,
"Loom."
"And where did you get it?" I'm like, "A loom with an I." It was like a DZ whole conversation in the bathroom.
Why am I not surprised? Y'all be doing the most in the bathroom, and I'm not disrespecting it.
Go
ahead.
They should have a reality show in the women's bathroom. By the sink, dude. I'm telling you.
Bruh.
It'd be hysterical. I'm just saying. Okay, let's go to
call
the phones.
Call it Bathroom Babes.
I'm in. Molly's in Glendale, though. Let's talk to her. Molly.
Wish
I didn't find you in the bathroom.
Are you
I
a
found
bathroom
you on-
babe?
Hey, guys. I am definitely a bathroom babe. Yes. I love to talk about stuff with girls in the bathroom.
Molly, what is it with us? We get in the bathroom, and it's like it's like a cult. We all of a sudden become bonded. It's like women stick together in
the
bathroom.
Well, let's pretend we're in the bathroom now. What y'all going
to
talk about?
So anyway, Molly, you look really good tonight. Would you like to go to a concert?
Yes.
Oh my gosh. Is anything going wrong in your life these days? Is everything okay?
Everything's okay, actually. And I have a new boyfriend I'd love to take with.
Ooh. Oh, okay. So, girl, you in love. We see you smitten. How long y'all been going together?
Yeah, how long?
Since State Fair.
Ooh, that's a couple months now. That's
August,
like August?
September, October.
No.
Almost 4 months?
So it's getting serious. So it's getting serious,
Molly.
You're
taking him to Machine Gun Kelly and Fiserv, girlfriend.
More than a man at MGK.
Yay!
Hot date for you and the man. You guys are going on December 6th to Fiserv Forum. Have a great time, Molly.
Thank you.
You're so welcome. Good luck with the new man. And if it goes bad, call us and tell us. Like, we're in the bathroom. I want to know everything.
No, facts.
Okay.
All right. Bye,
Molly.
Bye.
Peace.
The women's bathroom is a vibe, dude.
I felt the conversation just flourish, and then she started talking about her new man, and I was like, "Oh, we really are in the ladies' bathroom right now."
I'm telling you, dude.
Wow.
It's crazy. Well, anyway, it's 103.7 Kiss FM, Milwaukee's number one hit music station, Allie and DZ. We're going to be back next, and you're not going to believe what I found out about the state of Wisconsin.
What'd you find out?
We all have something in common in this state, and it involves our last names.
What?
Wait till I tell you what I'm talking about.
Not my last name. I'll tell you that right now.
How do you know? How do you know?
I just got an inkling. Suspicion.
Nope. I'll tell you next. It involves your last name. Goodbye. Hey, guess what?
What?
Is your last name Johnson?
No, but I know a few.
Do you?
Yeah.
Well, you should. You know why? Because it's the most popular last name in Wisconsin.
Is it really?
Johnson, 103.7 KISS FM, Milwaukee's number one hit music station.
I do know a lot of Johnsons.
I mean, who doesn't? And not only that, not only do I know a lot of Johnsons, I'm going to keep it as real as real. I see Johnsons across racial lines. And yeah. What I'm saying is white, black, like you don't see, you know, sometimes like you'll, let's think of the last name that it's, you see, you tend to be more with one culture of people, right? Mm-hmm. Johnson, you see no matter
everywhere.
Who, man. You're like, man, everybody's got the last name Johnson.
I'm pretty sure there's Colombian Johnsons, like Johnson.
Oh, Johnson. See what I mean?
Yes.
See what I mean?
Like straight up Johnson.
It crosses over.
Yes. Yes. It crosses over. You're so right. Mm-hmm.
Johnson. I knew everybody. I know tons of Johnsons, and they're not alike.
There's so many Johnsons. There's a few first names that are Johnsons. There's probably a couple Johnson and Johnsons. For real.
It's the Johnson and Johnson.
For real. A family
company.
You know
what the second most common last name in Wisconsin is?
What?
Miller.
Miller. Oh.
That's another one that's like so easy.
Well, I mean, Miller.
Miller.
Kind of makes sense.
Miller.
I ain't gonna lie. One of my guys, whole squad, Millers. I know a lot of Millers and a lot of Johnsons.
Mm-hmm. Was it my dad's mom? My grandma was a Miller before she married my grandpa.
Yeah.
Right? So, yeah. Like, it would have been the surname for my grandma.
So, hold
they
on.
Were
You're
Millers.
Technically a Miller.
Well, they changed their name. It was Mueller, I believe, and then they changed it to Miller when they came over, you know,
the Ellis Island spelling.
During the Holocaust and all that. People were changing their names. Mm-hmm. So, they changed it to Miller. Mm-hmm. Yeah.
Dog, history.
Third most common last name in Wisconsin.
Ooh, Williams.
No.
No?
But you're in the right realm of these basic last names.
Smith.
Ding, ding, ding,
is it Smith?
Ding.
Let's go.
Smith. DZ, look at you on a roll right now.
Williams is next.
No, it's not. But what is next? These are the most common last names in Wisconsin. Johnson. Miller.
Okay.
Smith. I mean, you guys can call 414-533-1037. What do you guys think it is? I got a whole list here, and I'm going to tell you if it's on the list or not.
So we got Johnson, Miller, Smith.
Mm-hmm. 414-533-1037. You already said Williams.
Yeah.
Somebody said, I don't know any Hispanic Johnsons. Well, DZ just said they have Colombian Johnsons, so yes, you did.
You ain't never met a Johnson?
See what I mean?
You don't know enough Hispanics.
Huh. Oh, man. All right. DZ. Oh, somebody said Brown on the text line. 414-533-1037. Brown is not it.
Anderson. I know like four Andersons. Mm.
Ding!
Is it? Let's go! I'm on a roll, baby!
You're cracking me up. You know, I pulled the phones right now because DZ's on a roll. Hi, Kiss FM. Who's this?
This is Lisa Johnson, which is Johnson.
Johnson.
Lisa, see, you're proving my point.
Lisa, and where are you from, Lisa?
Yeah.
Father-in-law came over, and his name was Johnsson, and they changed it to Johnsson.
Where did he come from? Where did he come over from?
Sweden.
From Sweden, yeah. My family came from like Poland, yeah. That's crazy. And they changed it to Johnson. So you had two S's, and they changed it to Johnson.
They said, we ain't doing all that. Y'all are Johnsons now.
Oh, my gosh.
He wanted to change it back with his new children, but he didn't. He keeps regretting it.
Oh, okay.
Really?
Wow.
Okay. Well, so hold on. So we got Johnson, Miller, Smith, and Anderson. What do you think the fifth most common last name is then? What was her
Maybe
name?
Johnson. Peterson?
Wait, I can't. It's too hard with our with us playing in the background. Turn the radio down. What'd
I
you say?
I heard me.
That was you. Sorry, what
maybe,
now?
Maybe Peterson?
Peterson's a good one. No.
No?
No. No. It's not Peterson.
That's a good guess.
What else you got? Let me look at the texts. Anderson? Nothing? Nope. Oh, Anna from Milwaukee said Jones. No, Jones is a good guess.
Williams.
But it ain't.
Frederick?
David, somebody said Davis. It's not Davis. We're talking about the most popular last names in Wisconsin.
Well, we're out of guesses now.
You are out of guesses because so far we've said Johnson was one, Miller was two, Smith was three, Anderson was four, and then Nelson and Olson come in after that. And then Schmidt and Schultz.
Schultz is a good one.
Schultz? Over Williams?
I don't know. It doesn't sound right. I'm with you.
Really
I'm
now?
I'm with you on
I
that.
Demand a recount.
I feel like I know more Williams than Schultzes, but you know what? Fine. If that's what they... It's Wisconsin, though, not the world.
True.
Let's be real.
Okay.
Let's
okay.
be real, okay? Okay. But you got to remember, Schultz is a German and ancestry name. We have a huge,
there's
like,
a
German
huge.
Population. So, and that's just not in Milwaukee. That's in Wisconsin. So
period.
That Schmidt and Schultz come from the German ancestry side of it. You know what I'm saying?
I do follow that. You're right.
So, anyway, so I just wanted to share that. What was your name again? I'm sorry.
It's Lisa.
Lisa.
Jonsson.
Oh, yeah. Lisa.
Jonsson.
She gave me her full name and I can't remember it. Lisa, thank you for calling. You have a great day.
You too.
Bye, Jonsson.
Bye. All right, let's keep it going. People are calling. Hi, Kiss it's FM. True. Who's this?
That's Lisa.
I'm Heidi.
Hi, Heidi. What's your last name?
I'm actually, so, Williams, but I'm actually maiden name Smith, so I just hyphenated Smith Williams.
You're
no.
Smith.
Popular
girl,
name.
Were you like, when you got married, you're like, could we have more basic last names?
No,
my
she
goodness.
Just wanted to be a Will Smith. That's what she was. She wanted to be a William Smith.
Heidi.
You ain't slick, girl.
Will Smith.
I know a Will Smith, too. That's not Will Smith.
That's actually funny.
Shout out Will Smith. That's my
man.
Guy.
Well, thank you for calling. And, you know, William Smith or Smith Williams? Which one was it?
Smith Williams.
All right, Smith
yeah.
Williams.
Did you have any other guesses that you thought were going to be on this list of the most popular last names in Wisconsin?
I feel like those are the two.
I agree, but Williams isn't on the list.
Williams isn't on it. Chris from Greenfield said Rodriguez.
Rodriguez?
I know a lot of Rodriguez's.
Oh, Rodriguez.
Hernandez.
A lot of Hernandez's, yep. Uh-huh.
Mm-hmm.
I do, actually, yeah.
Diaz? Mm-hmm.
Somebody said...
What about Martinez?
Martinez
is like the number one. Somebody said, I know a ton of Krugers. This is funny how people are tired of writing in now all the last names they know. This
I do
is
know
actually
a few
way
Krugers.
Funner.
K-R-U?
This is way funner. I do, too.
E-G-R.
I do, too.
I knew a bunch of Krugers.
Yeah.
Dang.
But there's Peterson again. People are texting in.
Well, okay, Heidi William Smith.
All right, thanks for calling.
Absolutely. Thank you.
Bye.
Wow, people are cracking me up. Brittany and Darian said, I'm an Anderson. I knew I had to be in the top five.
Oh, you just claiming greatness? You're just the greatest? Okay.
Because she was one of the most popular last names. Oh my gosh, the phones are ringing. If you guys want to chime in, that's fine. We'll talk to you guys next. No problem. 103.7 KISS FM, Milwaukee's number one hit music station. Allie and DZ. Good morning.
Wepa, buenos dias.
Buenos dias. People are texting in what they think the most popular last names are, because in Wisconsin, we found out the most popular last name is Johnson, followed by Miller, Smith, and Anderson. And then we started talking about all the names.
Then we get crazy with the Schlitz.
Right? Let's go to Anna, I should say, in Milwaukee this morning. Hi, Anna.
Morning.
Oh, good morning.
Hi, we're talking last names. Were you going to guess or say you thought it should be Wilson? Because that's what everybody's texting in. What about Wilson?
I forgot about Wilson. Wilson!
What's your take on it, Anna?
Well, I was actually going to guess my last name originally, because I always get everyone asking if I'm related to this person or that person.
What's
because
your
of your last name?
Name?
That's the weird thing. I don't think it's that common. It's Seidel.
You know a Dalton? Do you are you related
See?
To a Dalton by
See?
Chance? Because
See?
I yeah.
No.
Yeah.
Hold on.
I don't know any others than my sisters. Like it's like I've met one other Seidel, but like everyone I say the last name to, they're like,
they
oh,
know
are
a Seidel.
Are they getting it mixed up with that cider place that has the heating and the plumbing? Because I see that on Vans. No, Seidel.
But that's spelled differently.
Yeah, it is.
How do you spell yours?
She spells it S-E-I-D-L, right?
Yeah,
yeah.
There's
only one E.
Only one? Oh, okay. I guess I didn't know there was differences.
S-E-I-D-L.
Yeah, because
there is
I know
nothing about your last name that would make me think. But you know what? Sometimes when you have a rare last name, if you know
you
somebody else with that last name, you immediately go,
gotta
are
be related.
You related? Versus if I meet someone with the last name Smith, I'm never going to say, are you related to so-and-so?
You're
because
so right.
Everybody has that name. But if
You're
it's
so
a
right.
rare name, then I'm going to say,
fair.
Wait a second. I grew up with a Seidel.
Mm-hmm.
And I go, do you know Tracy? And you go, no,
no.
I have no idea. And I go, never mind.
Oops. Because
that's
exactly
what
it. I went to college with a Seidel. So
See?
Now I'm going, oh, girl, do you know Dalton?
Of
no, you
not.
Have no idea who that is.
Of
but I'm thinking
not.
Maybe y'all are related because that is kind of an uncommon last name.
Which sounds crazy, though, that we think they're related because they have the same last name.
So y'all aren't related, just to clarify,
got
right?
Noted.
Got it. Okay.
All right.
Yeah. Never heard of him.
All right, Anna. Well, thanks for calling. You have a great day.
For sure. Have a good one.
Much love. Bye.
Let's go to Lori, one of our regulars in Cedarburg. She's got her own theme song called 5 Days in a Row.
Homie.
I could have my Gucci on. Lori.
Morning.
Hi. All right. We're talking last names and the most common last names in Wisconsin. Johnson, Miller, Smith, Anderson, Nelson, Olson, Schmidt, and Schultz.
Which somehow count, I guess.
What's your input, Lori?
Weber.
Oh, Weber's one you thought you were going to see.
Weber.
It is a popular name, but I only know one person with the last name Weber when I think about it.
I'm trying to think. Yeah.
Somebody texted in Becker.
Healthcare, so I hear it.
Oh. Yeah, you hear it all the time.
The people, yes. Ariana in West Dallas said, duh, Lopez.
Yeah. Okay, Ariana.
Sam from New Berlin said, Balestrieri. I only hear that because of the restaurants. I don't.
The
like,
family.
There's no way that would ring a bell otherwise.
And
no.
They are all related.
That's right.
No joke. I am working with one today.
See? Look. See? Everybody knows one.
See? Well, thanks for calling, Lori. You have a great day.
You too.
Bye. Much love.
Angel in Sheboygan texted in, I'd say Harris or Harrison.
Harris,
somebody
yep.
else said Cruz. Mm-hmm. Walker.
Walker. Mm. Along the lines of the Webbers, though. You don't know too many.
Paulina in Milwaukee said, what about Gonzalez? That's a good one.
Huge.
Yeah, we were talking about the most common last names in the state. But hey, it's Johnson.
Johnson.
Number one. Oh, you Johnsons.
Or Johnson.
Depending on how you say it. All right. I might have texted DZ for a question yesterday that I could have answered on my own. 103.7 KISS FM. Milwaukee's number one hit music station. So we got to talk about how Gen Z is saying that cash is cringe now. And I agree with them. But I'm triggered by this because of what happened yesterday.
Well, you and Gen Z go stand over there. We're going to throw hands in a
DZ,
minute.
DZ, why are you still carrying cash? Nobody carries cash anymore.
So many people still carry
Come on,
cash.
They're old. It is they're old souls.
It's still a vital part of the way the world works. But yet, here we are with 53% of Gen Z saying that cash is an absolute last resort because they find it cringe. They don't even want to use it, touch it. That's ew.
Well,
money.
Yesterday, before the Bucks game, I texted you and I said, what kind of bag can you bring to Fiserv? Because I knew you were only allowed a certain size bag at some of the venues.
Right.
So the reason I said, I'm just going to bring in my phone because everything is cashless, right? You go to Fiserv, it's cashless.
Oh, yeah. Fiserv Forum is cashless. It is cashless. So Deer District, cashless.
Why would you bring cash to Fiserv when it's literally cashless? Like, there's nowhere to give. For what?
If you bring cash, they got machines where it's like you can put cash in and they give you like a gift card for that monetary amount.
Oh, my God. Okay, fine. Basically. That's fine. Well, I am all about the cards, right? I agree with them that cash is cringe.
I know.
So I had to have cash in my hand in order to tip the shuttle driver.
Mm-hmm.
So I had this cash now randomly out with my phone and keys, and I thought, I'm going to lose this.
I'm going to lose this cash.
So I handed it to the driver of the shuttle, and I said, I'm giving you the entire tip now because if I don't, I'm going to lose the cash, mm-hmm. and I don't know where it's going to go. Take the cash, and I'll see you on the other side. And he goes, thanks.
I'll see you
and
on I the meant other it. Side.
And granted, you could Venmo to tip now, but I'm telling you, DZ, having cash was actually a nuisance. It was a pain. It caused a problem for me.
It was more of an annoyance.
It was like I was afraid I was going to lose it. There's nothing to prove you had it. It gets stolen. You can't prove it. There's a fire. It's gone. Like, at least on a card, I can find my money. And you know?
Here's what's interesting of you saying that, because over the weekend, you know, I said we went dress shopping, mm-hmm. right? We were at Target at one point, bro.
Yeah.
And we found $60.
Dude.
Cash. Just on the floor.
Do you remember... So you don't know who's it
we
was?
We know yeah. who's it was.
Somebody
just got,
that had cash.
We had just gotten out of the car, and there was a strange lady walking by, mm-hmm. Walking out of Target, and she goes, picks up a $20 bill and goes, whoa, this is $20. Looks around. Nobody's looking for money.
Right.
It's not our cash at all. We move on with our day. Then we turn around after getting the boys out the car, another $20 bill.
No way.
And then we take four more steps, another $20 bill.
Is somebody secret Santaing the mall or something? What is going on?
At this rate, we were like, dog, this is too strange. We looked back. We looked
You're
forward.
You're like looking for cameras?
We looked around. We're like, anybody lose money? Nobody said nothing. So
Weird.
We just went about our day.
But you like cash.
But I like cash.
Why?
There's some satisfaction and safety about knowing that I have something on me at usually all times, right? Because say
the credit card... But your phone can do that.
The credit card system fails. Now, unlikely, but the internet goes down and you're at a place, or maybe even just the system at the place you're at doesn't work. Now,
everybody's screwed.
I stop for gas and the credit card reader at that one location. I'm not talking about like a major fallout. I'm talking about somebody, Joe Schmo at their gas station, sure, has an internet trouble. Mm-hmm. So now instead of being able to pay with my card, I'm low on gas. Mm-hmm. I'm not going to make it to the next gas station. If I got cash, boom, a quick 20 in my tank, that'll get me to the next spot I need to get to. Mm-hmm. If I only have my card on me, now I'm really screwed and, you know, out of luck, stuck in the water or dead in the water or whatever.
I feel completely the opposite.
Really?
That I'm basically being held hostage by cash if I have it or don't, and versus a card. Like, I feel like cash can just disappear. Like the $60 on the ground.
Yeah.
Remember at our bike drive at Pick and Save, Ryan from Calabama came out. He donated all these bikes. He loves to brag about carrying cash. He got in the car and I looked on the ground. There was a $20 bill. I go, Ryan, did you drop this? Yeah.
Probably.
He almost lost his $20.
$20.
How much money are you losing? And then you forget if you don't have the right count.
True.
Oh my gosh. You want to go to the phones?
It's crazy because I feel the opposite way. You said you're held hostage by cash. I'm held hostage by cards.
Mm-hmm.
Wild that it's completely opposites.
Oh my gosh. All right, 414-533-1037. Let's go to the phones and see what they think, because we do have to give away some tickets to the rave.
We do.
Hi, Kiss. Who's this?
It's your boy Ryan from Calabama.
Oh,
you heard the call.
Speak of
and
the devil.
And Allie, you are cringe. We're not liking cash.
Well, you told me. Ryan, the only reason you got your 20 back is because I found it on the ground after you dropped it, because who carries cash, dude?
Lucky Allie saw it and not me.
You're way too young to be carrying cash, both of you.
It would have been my loss.
You and DZ are lower 30s. Neither of you should be. You both of you should have evolved. I'm the old one who should be loving cash, and I don't.
I hate the cards. The cards suck because your readers get worn out or the tap and go doesn't work, and it's just a pain in the butt.
Oh, the tap and go works all the time. I use it 50 times a day, and it's just fine, you guys. Give me a break.
My cash because it fell out of my pocket, my fault.
Yeah.
If I get scammed out of $500 because somebody tapped on my card when I didn't even notice it with that RFID protection that they be scamming people with, I'm going to be livid.
Oh, you guys are going
deep. I'd be more mad getting scammed because somebody swiped my card and stole my information than, dang, I dropped $100 out of my pocket. That sucks.
Nancy and Racine. 100%. Phones die, cash doesn't. I couldn't pay for my groceries because my phone died on me in line. Well, I mean,
look at you.
I don't know what to tell. You can tap a card. You know, it doesn't have to be your phone, you guys. You can tap an actual card that has a history of how much money you have in there. You know that, right?
Not all stores allow tap.
Everybody's scamming my info.
I gotta have my phone on me to get paid for all this snow removal I'm doing right now from these 8 inches we got.
Brian, listen. I'm sorry you guys have 8 inches down in Caledonia and Kenosha for the first time ever.
Most people brag about that.
They
do. I'm enjoying it.
You're going to have to evolve, Ryan. You're going to have to evolve at some point. I'm sorry.
Guy that pays in pennies still, because that's what I did the other day.
Can't even go to venues, it's all cashless now, should tell you guys are going to have to evolve at some point.
That I do not like. I don't like the fact that now there's a lot of places that I go to commonly that it's like, oh, you got to have your card. Granted, yeah, we all got card.
Then
it's great.
Put down the computers, start writing on a notebook and a piece of paper like you guys love. No, but put the computer away. You're done. You don't get any of it. Now give me the computer. You're telling me you guys are going to die without your... Give it to me.
Go ahead.
Give it to me.
You know I'm not the one, bro. Like, Allie, you know I'm not the one. Put it, throw it wherever. It's not mine.
No, because then you're going to tell me to do your work. Never mind. I can't even believe I'm on the phone with these two old school dudes
I'll unplug and disconnect.
You guys are in your lower 30s. I'm embarrassed.
Think about it, G. I'm on my phone less than you. I'm on my computer less than you, realistically. I don't attach myself to the technologies of the world, so why would I attach myself to the card
using... Well,
that's
going to be a problem when everything's cashless, you guys, because we are working towards that. You understand that, right?
Eventually, we're already getting
rid of change. If that doesn't tell you anything, like, it's on the way out, dude.
Mm-hmm.
You guys have to evolve. Hey, the phones are going crazy.
That's why I paid $15,000 in pennies the other day.
Oh, Jesus.
Bye, Ryan.
So you're embarrassed.
I was with you until the pennies,
now you're embarrassed.
Bye.
Oh, okay. Now you don't want to talk to him anymore. Look at that.
I said bye, Ryan, when he mentioned the pennies the first time, bro.
One more call, and then we got to give away tickets because you got me fired up right now. Let's go to line 4. Screw it. Hi, Kiss FM. Who's this?
Emily.
Hey, Emily.
Emily. Like Emily in Milwaukee or just random Emily?
Emily in Sheboygan.
Oh,
different Emily.
No theme song, but hey. Emily, cash or card? Because Gen Z, half of them say cash is cringe, and I couldn't agree more.
I would say both. But also, like, how do
both
you pay?
What?
You don't both cash and card.
Oh, no. You use both. You use so
oh,
cash
I thought
isn't
they're
cringe.
Both cringe. Oh, got it.
Yeah, like, so what happens if, like, your child needs $10 for a field trip. You're not going to send your...
No. What are you saying? Well, do I send cash? Well, then I would go to the bank and be annoyed that I had to go get cash to hand in to the teacher. That's what I would do.
If you got a couple bucks on you, you normally don't got to do that.
But normally, that's, right? Now it's different. Now, we pay for all our field trips online.
We do not.
I just did that the other day.
We've paid cash. Fee. We've done three field trips now. All of them have been cash. Everything we've sent for Sammy's school has been cash.
Damn.
Seriously.
Right?
Well, maybe they're
so
behind
it's nice
the times.
To have cash.
It is nice
no,
to have
cash. No, it's not, but okay. You guys are so...
Allie's on this hill for real.
Well, yeah, because you're not going to convince me I need to carry cash. I don't...
We're not trying to.
Maybe like 20 years ago, in 05. Yeah, I needed cash all the time. There was no tap to pay. There was... I mean, tap to pay wasn't even a thing.
No. Oh,
you
no.
had to have a card. I don't even know if we had chips yet.
A lot of people
cards.
Didn't. No, a lot of
That's
people
That's how
didn't.
Much we've evolved over the time. So somebody said, Allie doesn't consider country versus city. It doesn't matter.
It really don't.
Come on.
But then if you did go to Fiserv, I would not want to carry that amount of cash.
Why?
At Fiserv.
Why? You love cash.
No,
Why
because
not?
It's too expensive at Fiserv.
And what? Then you're going to waste all the cash. That's what she's worried about. She's like, if I bring the cash, then I'm going to spend the cash.
Okay. Mm-hmm. Well, if you tell me, I carry cash because that's the only way I can manage my budget, well, that's something I might be able to understand.
Maybe some people
do. But everything else has nothing. Nobody said that. Nobody said I carry it in order to stay on track with my money. That would make sense to me. All the other stuff you guys are using does not. I don't understand.
It's a myriad of reasons. Mine isn't about budgeting. I'll tell you that. But maybe for somebody else it is.
Somebody said it's way easier to spend cash because I'm not held accountable for how much I'm spending because there's no proof.
Budgeting. There's the budget one.
Somebody said, what is a paper check? Those exist? Dude, I had to write one for some. Do I have to write it for my water bill? Don't get me started.
Yeah, checks are another conversation,
right,
y'all.
Well,
Emily.
Thanks for calling, Emily.
Have a great day. Bye.
You too. Bye.
Oh, man. All right. Well, people are texting in and you can continue that, but we have got to give away tickets.
What's the word? I'm trying to do these tickets.
We got to give away tickets to go to the rave. 414-533-1037. You want to go see Young Gravy on November 24th. Now, you guys, this is the week of Thanksgiving. Let me look at the calendar over here. Let's see. Today is the 10th.
Yep.
Tomorrow's Veterans Day.
Yep.
Oh, my goodness.
Yeah.
2 weeks from today.
You see it 2 weeks from today. We're going to be
today.
At the rave.
Thanksgiving is 2 weeks from Thursday. Bruh. Let's go, dude. Let's go.
Hungry
All right.
already.
All right. 414-533-1037. Caller number 24. You're going to be going to see Young Gravy at the rave Thanksgiving week. Good luck. Sorry that it's snowing. I did not know that was going to happen to you, Kenosha. They're not even in school.
A lot of people really
what?
Did get called out for real. Canceled.
We're up here in Milwaukee just fine. The sun is shining now. No snow right now. I mean, what happened? They woke up to all this snow, like 8 inches this morning.
A lot of people. Some people got 9 and a half.
How come you got to wake up to 8 inches?
Chill out, bro. Chill out. But you're not wrong.
It was a joke.
A lot of people were not prepared for the snowfall that hit in southeastern Wisconsin.
I wasn't. I didn't even know.
Milwaukee, we didn't see it. We got a little bit over the weekend.
I got
some Sundays. You know, you saw. Some people woke up to a sprinkling and went, oh, no.
My ground was frozen with snow on it that did not melt, by the way.
It stayed?
But then I woke up. It got a little bit better last night. But then I didn't know. But when I woke up and saw the pictures out of Kenosha.
See, all the snow by me melted. I'm surprised any of the snow stuck by you.
It's so rare that in our listening area in southeastern Wisconsin, we have one town that is off school with 8 inches of snow and one where the sun's shining and it's 35 degrees. Like, it's so crazy when that happens in our area.
Our nieces and nephews had to get called out of school today because they weren't prepared for it. The buses weren't ready. People weren't ready to get up out of their houses. Yeah, no.
Was anyone even ready to plow or anything? There were probably no plows. And this is the kind of snow down there that needed plows. You could not, that was like a snow blowing event.
The number of people that probably either didn't have shovels ready to go, didn't have snow, or not snow removal, didn't have salt ready to drop. That's everybody. That's why it's not because the snow was too much to manage. It was too much to manage so fast.
Yeah.
People didn't think it was going to be that heavy because some people said, 1 inch. Some people said, 15 inches.
Right.
We got the in-between.
That's a pretty big gap. 1 to 15, I mean. What are we supposed to do with that?
So 8 makes sense.
Jeez.
8 makes sense. I hate to say it.
I'm sorry, Kenosha and Caledonia and Racine or whoever got all this snow. I'm so sorry. I hope you enjoy your snow day you didn't see coming.
In November. The first snow. I think this is genuinely the earliest snow day that we've had in quite some time.
Probably. No. You're wrong.
Really?
Halloween. It snowed on Halloween a few years ago.
Oh, no.
I remember.
I'm talking about snow day. We're like...
Oh,
school school cancellation, off school.
I thought you meant snow in general.
People getting stuck. Because I remember a few years back, Halloween
was snow.
I'm talking about
it's like a Thursday.
Effective snow. Yeah. You know, weather, winter advisory snow.
Where you can't move. It actually affects your life and your ability to get to work and school. That kind of snow.
That kind of snow. I think this is the earliest. And in my recollection, I don't got any other, you know, blizzard that happened pre-Thanksgiving.
I always talk about, you know, fall and spring. I always say I got married in November mm-hmm. when I got married, and my birthday's in May. So I'm well aware of these 2 months. They trick you.
Yeah.
When I got married in November, and, you know, a long time ago, don't get me wrong, I'm divorced now, it was 74 degrees.
Beautiful.
And it was November 14th. It was 74 degrees. I'm telling you, it was the best. So like the fact now it's November 10th and we've got snow, 8 inches. You never know in November. Same thing with May when my birthday is. Sometimes it's snowing and sometimes we're in a tank top on Water
Street. Sometimes it's 74 degrees.
You might need a jacket. You might not. Mm-hmm. You know, it's like you can't win in November in this state.
It's some real Midwest type deal right there, because what you said got so much logic, so much fact to it, because November just could be 70 some degrees next week.
Yeah.
Doubtful.
But it's not a long shot that it could warm back up again. Stacy in Racine said, I have two kids, one in Kenosha. His school got called off, and I have one in Racine, and her school stayed open. Okay. Oof. That's how much of a difference it is where the snow fell and didn't last night. It's bizarre.
Lined. I mean, it was streets away where it was too much snow, and then streets over said, we ain't getting no snow.
Somebody said, we have 5.5 inches in Caledonia, while Oak Creek has zero.
Yep. And if you don't realize, Oak Creek and Caledonia are about an inch away from each other.
They're so close. This is the strangest thing I've ever seen.
This is crazy.
It's weird.
I want to take a drive down south just to see all the snow to make sure it's real.
Our regulars sent me pictures, and they all had the same sentiment, which was, I was not ready for this. Mm-mm. Like, I was, and then on a Monday morning.
On top of that.
To get up.
Pre-Veterans Day, I would have called out of work.
Come on.
I would have called out.
Yeah, same. No, you wouldn't have. We would have been here. Hey, enjoy cleaning up the snow. I guess now everybody better get ready, just in case.
I got to find a snow removal guy.
You do?
I need somebody to plow this year, bro. I cannot be waking up at 4 o'clock in the morning to shovel.
Oh, yeah. You got to have a snow blower. You got to have a guy.
Once upon a dismal day, Bob's ice cream van looked gloomy and gray. Although he had big ambitions, his socials lacked creative vision.
That bad?
Maybe vamp it up a tad?
I have an idea.
Bob launched Canva and got into gear.
Create the video in the vampire theme and make it the funniest meme.
It went viral. Bob's business, a revival. Now, imagine what your dreams can become when you put imagination to work at canva.com.
You open the fridge. There's nothing there. So what's it going to be? Greasy pizza? Sad drive-through burgers? Dish by Blue Apron is for nights like that. These are the pre-made meals of your dreams. At least 20 grams of protein, no artificial flavors or colors, no chopping, no cleanup, no guilt. Keep the flavor. Ditch the subscription. Get 20% off your first two orders with code APRON20. Terms and conditions apply. Visit blueapron.com/terms for more.
Whatever happens today, take it on with a fresh cup of True Brew coffee. Now only $1 with True Rewards. True North Store's True Brew Coffee is a hot, flavorful gourmet blend created from coffee beans from around the world. As a free True Rewards member, pick the size that is perfect for you and pay only $1. Don't have the True Rewards mobile app? Find it in the Apple or Google Play Store to download and save instantly. True North Convenience Stores. Fast, friendly, clean.
Bet365 is paying out before the final whistle.
Check out Bet365's unrivaled early payout offer. When you bet on a team to win and they take a 17-point lead, you get paid no matter the final score. Forget the final whistle and start counting that cash. Hold up. You get early payout on parlays, too.
Download the app and see why it's never ordinary at Bet365. Gambling problem? Call 1-800-GAMBLER. 21 plus only. Must be physically located in Ohio. T&Cs apply.
This episode is brought to you by Progressive Insurance. Whether you love true crime or comedy, celebrity interviews or news, you call the shots on what's in your podcast queue. And guess what? Now you can call them on your auto insurance too with the Name Your Price tool from Progressive. It works just the way it sounds. You tell Progressive how much you want to pay for car insurance and they'll show you coverage options that fit your budget. Get your quote today at progressive.com to join the over 28 million drivers who trust Progressive. Progressive Casualty Insurance Company and Affiliates. Price and coverage match limited by state law.
The farmer said this winter's going to suck. I'm not trying to deal with it, bro.
No, you need a plow guy.
Mm-hmm.
That
we
can
need
come
a plow
do
guy.
Do your driveway. Ryan!
Ryan?
Ryan from Calabama.
Add one to the list,
looking
big dog.
For ya.
See you in Bayview at 3 a.m.
Thanks in advance. All the snowplow people loving life right now, though, because they're going to start making money, and I'm happy for you.
Every snowplow person I've already talked to is booked. Seriously. Because we are looking for a snowplow person. They're like, I'm booked. You had to hit me basically in the summertime to get me for the winter. Okay, then. Noted.
We got a text from a school bus driver for Muskego, and nothing about the snow. Never mind. They were talking about the last name discussion.
Oh, whoops.
Never mind, Daniel. We thought you had something to say about the snow, but I guess not. Okay,
dang it,
well,
Daniel.
Be careful out in the snow, everybody. Happy Monday.
Once upon a dismal day, Bob's ice cream van looked gloomy and gray. Although he had big ambitions, his socials lacked creative vision.
That bad?
Maybe vamp it up a tad?
I have an idea.
Bob launched Canva and got into gear.
Create the video in the vampire theme and make it the funniest meme.
It went viral. Bob's business, a revival. Now, imagine what your dreams can become when you put imagination to work at canva.com.
Whatever happens today, plan to conquer it with a fresh cup of True Brew Coffee. True North Convenience Store's True Brew Coffee is a hot, flavorful gourmet blend created from coffee beans from around the world. Our brew is truly perfect for any time of the day. During October and November, enter for a chance to win free coffee for a year. Check the True Rewards app for details or find the mobile app in your favorite app store. Offer valid 10/7 through 12/1. True Convenience Stores. Fast, friendly, clean.
Listen up, football fans. You won't want to miss this.
Right now, new Bet365 customers bet $5 and get $200 in bonus bets, win or lose. So you could turn that $200 into something bigger when you bet on Moneyline, Spread, Totals, Player Props.
$200 in bonus bets when new customers bet $5. I know where I'm going to bet from now on. Download the app today and see why it's never ordinary at Bet365. Gambling problem? Call 1-800-GAMBLER. 21 plus only. Must be physically located in Ohio. T&Cs apply. In app only.
This episode is brought to you by Progressive. Most of you aren't just listening right now. You're driving, cleaning, and even exercising. But what if you could be saving money by switching to Progressive? Drivers who save by switching save nearly $750 on average. And auto customers qualify for an average of 7 discounts. Multitask right now. Quote today at Progressive.com. Progressive Casualty Insurance Company and Affiliates. National average 12-month savings of $744 by new customers surveyed who saved with Progressive between June 2022 and May 2023. Potential savings will vary. Discounts not available in all states and situations.
The Toyota Tundra and Tacoma are designed to outlast and outlive, combining raw power with precision engineering, all backed by Toyota's legendary reputation for reliability. Climb inside a Tundra and experience the uncompromising strength. With its available iForce Max engine, the Tundra delivers exceptional power, torque, and towing capacity. Plus, the spacious and high-tech cabin keeps you connected on the run. Or check out a Tacoma. Agile, dependable, and unstoppable. The Tacoma is designed for those who go beyond the trails. Stay ahead of the pack with available off-road features like crawl control. Or break out your tunes with the available portable JBL speaker. Toyota trucks are built to last, year after year, mile after mile. So outlast every adventure and outlive the moment. Buy a Tundra or Tacoma today. Visit buyatoyota.com, the official website for deals. Or stop by your local Toyota dealer to find out more. Toyota, let's go places.